You are listening to the What a Word podcast, an interview style podcast where guests bring their unique experiences and insight on culture, life's challenges, and faith. Each episode is seasoned with words which will inspire and encourage. Now here is your host, Ryan Sharp.
Welcome. I don't know where you are on this Friday evening, but I'm hoping that your week went well. I'm honored each week to have conversations with individuals who share on culture, life challenges, and faith. Today's no different. I have my brother, Pastor Sander Kamo, with me, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name the right way. I got it. Listen. I met this brother a number of years ago. I was looking for a speaker. It was a youth day, a youth emphasis day, and I reached out to my lieutenants and a brother by the name of Roy Davison. He said to me, contact Sander Kamo, and I did. And his schedule was tight. I must say, I gave him about 5 dates, and all dates were booked. He kept saying, I'm sorry, sir, I'm sorry. His schedule was hectic, and it's no different. And I'm honored to have him on because I know he's just as busy now, even more now than he was back then.
But I'll always make time for you. Always.
I appreciate it, man.
You're my brother. You're my uncle.
Appreciate it. So he's an activist, a strategist, a pastor, motivational speaker.
Wow.
Co-founder and CEO of Funerals Don't Count, Spread Love Now. Please join me in welcoming my brother and guest, Sander Kamo, to the One Word. Yes. Welcome, bro. Happy to have you, man.
Man, happy to be in your presence. You're a legend, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. So something happened recently. There is a video of Drake and DJ Khaled. It probably came out a few days ago, but DJ Khaled was playing a song from, it may be an upcoming album.
Yeah.
And Drake and Khaled were vibing and they hugged. And I looked in the comments page and everyone says, I'm so moved by this exchange of love amongst men. Yeah. And I thought to myself, my brother Sander has been doing this for some time. Yeah. I sometimes go on your page just to see you affirm other young kings and queens.
I'm with a living legend, Corey Henry. This man has set precedence for all of us, you heard? Grammy awarding brother. But let me tell you something. Humble, anointed, God-fearing, down to earth. My brother, I want to affirm you for what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
What you're doing for us, what you're doing for me as a leader.
Thank you.
We celebrate you, we uplift you. Anything, what's up to the people, my guy?
Man, what's up to everybody? Just walking around my city, ran into the homie. It's wonderful to receive words of appreciation. Makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
Really helped my day, man. I'm excited about what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Happy about what you're doing,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
And, I wish you all the best.
Man, yo, you are a legend.
Thank you, man.
Keep being a legend.
Thank you.
God bless you, man. Yeah. Living legend.
Sir,
Rana,
yes,
De La Cruz, you heard?
I'm with the Zoe. I'm with the big Zoe.
Yeah, I'm with my Dominican brother, you heard? He's a living legend. Yeah, we did big things together at the time.
Yes, sir.
Every Spanish church I went to, he was the translator.
Yeah.
Loyal, dependable, you know, trustworthy, great father.
Hector Lavoe and Willie Colon.
Yes!
We shut it down.
This is my guy, yo. Listen, support this guy, you heard? Listen, whatever you do, I support you, my brother.
All right, likewise.
Let's go.
She is a legend, you heard? I love her.
Love you too.
She's a good girl, you heard?
Thank you.
She has so many people that hate you in the industry.
Thank you. Yeah.
You are a legend.
Thank you.
Yo. Good bad.
I did my thing.
Yo. You're doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right,
I'm doing my thing.
Exactly. And listen, we all got to support her and be behind her.
Thank you.
What started the affirmation movement?
Well, I think for me, honestly, was 2013. I lost my cousin from liver cancer. And I noticed that, you know, when she needed people at the time, they really wasn't there for as she needed them. It was only was a few of us. And unfortunately, I just learned that from that situation, it shouldn't take, you know, death to appreciate or death to show love. You know, by that time it's too late. So I used to always say that same all the time when I was working at Linden SDA Church with Pastor Warner Richards. And Pastor Warner said, listen, won't you just put that in a shirt? That would be a good concept for a shirt. And the rest was history.
Wow.
And what was so beautiful about that was not only was we selling merch, we was also doing different community initiatives. Wow. Every initiative that we done was by donation.
Wow.
Every initiative. You know, going back from YPC when I was 17 years old, every initiative that was done by donation.
Yeah. My listeners should know back in the day, Sander with a bunch of other young men and women.
Yeah.
Evangelistic series under a tent. I think it was unprecedented.
It hasn't been done before.
Right.
And it hasn't been done before. And I think what we need to do is, you know, we need to really let young people, because we have vibrant, talented, and gifted young people. I think we just need to let young people lead, man. Mm-hmm. Let, wow. You know, because we made mistakes, but I think we just need to let young people leave, man.
I know before the end of this week, you're going to run up on a bunch of young men. You're going to tell them how much you love and support them.
Yes.
And that's so invaluable to me, man, that you do that on a daily basis. And these videos are so affirming.
I appreciate that.
What have you heard in terms of that? I know how I've received it.
I'm just so honored. I mean, I think just getting this second, when I announced 2019 that I wanted to, you know, step away from traditional ministry, because I'm still doing ministry, but it's unorthodox. You know what I'm saying? We're really reaching out to people in the streets. I think at first, you know, I've always been an outside the box person, but I think the fear was like, how could this happen when it's been happening for a very long time? And I think just talking to God and God getting God's approval and talking to key people, you know, my man who passed away. I think just talking to key people, you know, that see what I'm doing, but like, listen, and telling me, listen, your brand is just bigger than a building. Your brand is just bigger than just a denomination. Your brand is bigger than just a church. I think that right there just set the stone, said, you know what? Let me just take it on another level. You follow me?
Awesome.
And it's been a blessing ever since. And ever since that, just been doing the work. And, you know, people see your work. When people see your work, that's how the first situation happened. You know what I'm saying? Just people, thank you so much, my brother. People seeing your work.
Yeah.
Seeing your work. People seeing your work. Then after that, people just seeing your work. I mean, the last time this last one I got, I was just at a restaurant. I just... This is just who I am. Support people, promote people. I genuinely love to see people win, bro. I can speak for other people, but I genuinely like to see people win, bro. I'm from the street, so I know what it means to struggle. I know what it means to be homeless. I know what it means not to have. I know what it means to be labeled. I know what it means to be misunderstood. I know what it means to be rejected. I know what it means to be abandoned, bro. I know what it means. You feel me? So what I went through, I wouldn't want somebody to go through. Yeah. I want people to win.
Right.
So what happened was I just was in the restaurant. You know, I'm a vibe by itself. Saw a woman, you know, took care of her. She's a waiter. That's it. But I didn't know she was part of a big order. That's why you never know. You just never know, bro. And gave her my Instagram. That's it. Came back again. Great. I'm a great customer. I like to eat. You know, I like to eat, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, she just like, she called me on Instagram like, yo, I went to your YouTube. I went to your Facebook. Bro, you do the work and you support the least of these.
Where did the That's journey it. Begin for you? Sander, where did the journey begin for you?
My journey? In regards to ministry?
Yeah.
My journey began and experienced the Holy Spirit in a bathroom. That's when my journey began. My journey began and experienced the Holy Spirit in the bathroom. and telling me that he was going to give me a fire and a passion and a drive that was going to shake up the world. And I'm honored that with my love and my passion and my support and my tenacity, I even have music coming out. I have artists that are working on music that are positive, that are not negative. You follow me? I think that's where it grew from.
Awesome, man, awesome. And obviously now with your organization, Funerals Don't Count, Spread Love Now.
Yeah.
We find you in the basements. We find you in the backyards. We find you in churches. We find you only most recently being honored, given a citation by an organization. We find you in a variety of places.
Yeah.
Where do you like being the most?
I like being with the people.
Yeah.
Serving the people. See, people be like, well, the power's in the position. The power's not in the position, man. The power is with when we come together as a people. And we may have our own lane. You're a lawyer. He may be a doctor. He may be an optometrist. This person may be a therapist. It's about us coming together as one and coming for a good common cause for a great purpose. Like the Jews. In the Jewish community, you got one. He's the banker. He's the banker. He fixed cars. Unity, there's power in unity. And I think we just need to understand. I think we're getting it a little bit more, you know?
Right.
It just needs to really just be set a store a little bit more. But we've come a long way as a people.
And your work takes you not only to places where joy is experienced, but as the co-founder and CEO of Funerals Don't Count, Spread Love Now, you're obviously dealing with loss on a first-hand basis.
Oh, of course, because we're in the streets. We're just bringing awareness. Our goal is to bring awareness so we may not forget the inner cities and the least of these.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to the hood, man.
Is the work overwhelming? How difficult is the work when you are, I think every other month, you've buried a friend since.
One summer, that was about when I was doing my first crusade.
Wow. So in the words itself, Funerals Don't Count, Spread Love Now, you are dealing with intangible, intentional, strategic support of individuals who don't have. Talk to us about what the organization is doing currently.
Well, the organization just did, we've done a lot of things, but recently we just did a successful diaper drive with Seeker Essentials, and that was phenomenal. We gave over 18,000 diapers through donations, and we're getting ready to do another big diaper drive because I want to run. I'm going to run. I'm going to run. Yes, this is my announcement. I am going to run. I don't know what I'm going to be running for, but I have intentions to run as maybe your next senator or your next congressman or your next councilman or your next assemblyman or your next mayor or governor. Or your next president, I am running. I am using my platform as a campaign to bring issues to single mothers, Black mothers, Hispanic mothers, mothers who have been shunned out. And we're going to be providing free diapers, free baby formulas in the project in New York City, starting with the Bronx. So my intention is to run. I have that ambition to do that. When the time is right, but my heart is for the people.
And as the designated mayor of Crown Heights, what are the needs of that community as you see currently?
But there's so much needs. There's organizations like 1050 and Club 82. They are doing wonderful works in the community. You know, I think what every hood needs, like Crown Heights, is people need jobs. People need jobs. People need to know that their children is an environment where they can learn a basic education like a white community or any other community, which needs are being valued. You know what I'm saying? We're just doing different initiative, different awareness. But there's a lot of people on the ground, because I'm on the ground. Sure. There's organizations like SOS that is doing the work, GMAC that is doing the work. A lot of great organizations. And I think they just need to be a little bit more magnified and promoted more, because the thing is that, you know, already know, bad news sound. You see now people's talking about this Bishop Whitehead situation. I think this is just frivolous. But it's a lot of pastors, a lot of leaders in the community, in my neighborhood, St. Anthony Baptist Church, they're doing wonderful work. There's a church in East Flatbush right now that do wonderful, that feed people every week. There's the God Squad. There's people that are actually, this is not just me, that are actually doing the work. And I think people just need to magnify the great things that people are doing in the community, then focus on the bad things that are going in the community.
Sure, sure. I want to talk to you about confirmation, Pastor. When did you get confirmation that you were going in the right direction?
Man, going back to the bathroom my junior year, the Lord said, this is it. I don't want you to rap no more. Because mm-hmm. I used to rap, and that was it from there. And he took the passion out of rapping, and you know, from the poetry, people would hear the sermons and poetry, and that was it. That's how I met Richard Means. That's how I met Abraham Henry. Yeah.
And evidently you are in your work bringing about beauty from ashes, so to speak. You are affirming, you are extending compassion to individuals and communities that many have written off already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think
it's clear to me that what you're doing needs to be done more.
But there's a fear, man. There's a fear. I mean, I'm fearless, bro. I'm fearless. I have no issues with approval addiction. So I'm fearless mm-hmm. all the way.
Yeah. So what's on the agenda for this evening? I know when we spoke offline, you mentioned something that the organization is doing.
So the agenda coming up that right now, we're going to be having a school back to school drive, I believe like the 3rd August of next month, the 3rd Saturday, we're going to be having that. I'm a sponsor. Another friend of mine, Angie's a sponsor. Boutique by Jewel, Seek Essentials are sponsors. We're going to be doing that. This Saturday, I'm getting ready to do my GoFundMe, and I'm going to be doing my video campaign for my diaper drive, and I'm asking everybody to get involved. For those who know me, you know, please promote what I'm doing. From your testimony is who I am, what my brand is about. You know, I've done a lot of community service initiatives since 2014. Everything is on YouTube. Everything is on Facebook. You'll see it. And we are going to go to Fat Joe's Projects. Once we raise $5 million, and we will be spending 100,000 boxes of diapers, 20,000 baby formulas in every project. Study with the Bronx.
And congrats, by the way, on all you've done so far. But I know recently you got a citation.
Man, how was that moment for you? I'm honored because the first time I told you when I said I was a transition, you know what I'm saying? You know, being a Seventh-day Adventist, sometimes we could be so rigid, man. And we could be so, you know, one-sided mm-hmm. that we don't understand the bigger picture.
Sure.
But the world needs us, man. The world needs us.
Yeah.
Our communities needs us. Mm-hmm. And the first time that was wonderful. I was like, okay, beautiful. This one was just, this one was just amazing. You know what I'm saying? It's the second time by the state, by the city, like the first time by the state, by the city, just doing the work, not looking for it, not wanting it, just doing the work and being passionate about the work. And that's all I care about, man. I just want us to win, man. As a people, as Black people, I want us to win. And that's my focus. You know, people in the homeless shelters, people in the projects, people in the prison systems, people in the halfway house, people in the women battered homes. I want us to win, man.
Yeah. I'm tired of seeing people lose, bro. And I want to go there and I want to advocate for those people, bro.
Talk to us about what you would say now. When you preached for the church that I invited you to a number of years ago, you had cutting edge themes, relevant topics. What do you say now when you stand before young people with all that's happening in the world? What is your subject matter and content?
Man, I would say be fearless. Mm-hmm. Be fearless. And let the Holy Spirit lead, man.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna let you... He ain't gonna let you down.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be misunderstood. You're gonna be labeled, man. Uh-huh. It's okay. Yeah. But be fearless, man. Be fearless.
And Sander, you have to deal with the critics of rap music, trap music, etc. What do you say to those who have written off a generation of individuals who that's their artistry? What do you say to people who don't see any value or any beauty?
Man, listen, there's a lot of great artists out there who are not rapping about shaking, you know, mm-hmm. trapping and all that. You got guys like Jordan Lucas. You got guys like Denzel Porter. You got guys like Marlon Craft. There's a lot of good artists out here, man. I'm not talking about trash. You ever got, you know, female rappers out here too, secular, that are not rapping about the foolishness. And I think, listen, that's why I want to start my record label, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people need to magnify that. You know what I'm saying? The good things. A lot of times in our community, we don't magnify the good in our community if we magnify the bad. And I just feel like it's sensationalism, it's nepotism, just to project and portray us in a light, which is not all the way true. Yeah, they're those who are doing negative things, of course. And you know, we know it's all by design, but honestly, man, there are wonderful people out here who are doing wonderful things in music, man, whether it be rap or R&B or soca or reggae, that has a message. That has a message. You follow me? Yeah, that are saying something, that are edifying minds, that are edifying hearts. Like, you look at Bob Marley's grandson. He's evident of that.
Sure.
Look at her. And look at J. Cole. Look at Kendrick Lamar. They're not rapping about selling drugs or this and, you know what I'm saying, or ganging. You feeling me? So it just, people just need to magnify more. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah. Anything you haven't done that you are looking to do soon, like in terms of your vision for your life?
Well, the thing is that, like I said, I'm with a lovely lady right now. It's going great. I have intentions of marrying her. Once the Lord blesses in abundance. And just doing the work. Until the people says, you know what? This is our advocate. This is our mayor of Crown Heights. We want you to serve in a full capacity for us. I'm just here to serve, man.
Awesome, bro.
And that's it.
So I'm going to do two things, Sander. I'm going to allow you to give your handles where people can follow your journey. But I want to ask you before we do that, share something with young people who may be in a place where they haven't seen the vision for their lives yet. They're passionate about doing something different, but they haven't made the move yet. Say something to those young people, Sander.
Man, it's so many. Which one do you want me to start with, man? You got to give me a specific example. I would say this. I was raised with a single parent. My mom wasn't there as much. But I thank God for people that he put in my life. And looking where I was from, it was no hope. It was darkness. But I saw the light in Jesus. I saw the light in Jesus. And when you allow Jesus to shine in you, he will bring people to you. And you just have to be tenacious. Write your vision down. Have a vision board. And move forward, man, and be around people who believes in you, man. That's what I could say. I could think of right now in my mind. I mean, like I said, man, losing friends from prison, losing friends who committed murder, friends who are doing time, friends who have died, friends who have got caught up for making dumb choices, for not knowing better. Something gotta change, something gotta give.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not worth it. You gotta use your resources. I mean, brothers are so talented. Brothers are so gifted. There's so many ways to make money legally out here. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You gotta just tap in, man. You know, sometimes you gotta just go to the city. Like, go to the city and, I mean, I work in the city. The city is a vibe. Go to the city, go to a restaurant and just write your ideas down.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tap in, man.
A lot of gems. Pastor Kamal, you've reminded us of the importance to speaking into the experiences of others.
Yeah, man.
Providing resources to those.
Yeah.
To encouraging and affirming those who don't feel hopeful. To extending help, extending ourselves. Pastor Sandra Kamal, activist, strategist, co-CEO, founder, motivational speaker, A&R. The list goes on and on. Friend to
I'm
man.
I'm honored. Listen, I'm going to need you for the diaper drive. I'm going to need
you. Let me know how we can help, man. Give the handles and tell people how they can help you with your.
Okay, so the thing is that being a lookout, my page is Funerals Don't Count on Facebook. My Funerals Don't Count page is also on YouTube and on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook, Sandra Kamal. On Instagram, Mr. Kamal. On Twitter, simply Sander. You can follow me on those pages, be in the lookout. And I just want to say thank you for everybody who's following me. I want to say thank you for everybody who's contributed to me. This citation is dedicated to you. It's dedicated to you. I've had numerous awards at different churches that I preached at since I was 17, but these citations is dedicated to you for those who believed in me, who never second guessed me. This diaper drive is going to be explosive. It's going to be big. And we're going to just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Until a seat is open for office.
Awesome. Powerful, man. Powerful. Thank you so much, Sander, for joining us on the podcast. I look forward to your journey and what's to come. Proud of you, man. Love you. And hopefully I can be of support in any way
you
I are. Can.
Listen, I support you too. We also want to support to Ryan Sharp too. A wonderful appreciate man of God, it, man. An elder, a father, a husband. A appreciate good friend, an uncle, a cousin, a man of God, man, who genuinely loves people. My appreciate friend, it, please, man. Guys, support his podcast, be behind his podcast, and let's support what he's doing 1,000%. It's an honor
to be. Be safe on the streets, man, and we'll keep in touch.
We will.
Daniel, thank you for your work. We appreciate you.